eyes are right, and I like the way you nod after everything I say, like it actually means something to you. And I like your record collection, Townsend Jens with a hint of Ricky Lee. And you cleaned up the bathroom, made a really nice soup, but a bit too much sci-fi in your shelf with DVDs. But there are things you need to know about me. I'm weak right now, so weak right now. I need proof for a dare to open this heart, so I prepared a quiz for you. Would you freak out if I said I liked you? Do you walk the line? Is your IQ higher than your neighbor's, and is it very much higher than mine? Can you sleep when I grind my teeth? Do you look away if I slob when I eat? Will you let me be myself? Can you at all times wear socks, because I'm still scared of feet? And if I fall, would you pick me up? And if I fall, Seinfeld, do you read more than 2 books a month? Do you get racist or sexist when you've had a few? Is it fine if I make more money than you? Have you slept with any people I work with? Is there anyone you rather wish I'd be? Do you still keep pictures of girlfriends? Are they prettier than me? And if I'd fall, would you pick me up? And if I'd fall, I'd fall, would you pick me up? And if I'd fall, would you pick me up?
What a way to start things off. This is Sid Sauter. You're listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 40. Started things off there with Hello Safe Ride, and that is Annika Norlin, with the song The Quiz from her most recent EP, Would You Let Me Play This EP 10 Times a Day? That came out June 14th of this year on a Swedish label, I think. She's based out of Stockholm. And someone I discovered this week and last week and just been playing the hell out of. I've got lots of music this week and not much time to tell you about it, so let me go ahead and start things rolling here with a song by Math and Physics Club. This is off their self-titled debut full-length. The song is La 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 Lisa. The album came out October 17th, as my recording, just 2 days ago, and a Seattle band. I guess if you're not familiar with them, they sound insanely way too much like Belle and Sebastian used to sound, which is either a bad thing in your world or the best thing ever, and I'm more likely to say that it's in the second camp. This is La 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 Lisa by Math and Physics Club.
It was 1988 at the Go-Go-Go. She was selling t-shirts at the punk rock show. I spent half the night thinking of some clever line, but waiting at the back of the queue, I lost my nerve and let the next boy through. She was playing bass in an all-girl band. We were all shaking to the beat, oh yeah, with a red guitar. About a girl with a bass guitar. Lisa, la 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 la. Lisa, la 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 la. Lisa, la 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 la. Lisa. She had the prettiest eyes, pretty black like her lips. I would have died for just one. To hold hands, I knew I never really I heard she only went with older kids. Lisa, la 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 la. Lisa, la 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 la. Lisa, la 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 la. How could they compare? I don't want any other girl, oh yeah. just Lisa, la 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 la.
Sean Lennon with the song Tomorrow from his new album Friendly Fire that came out October 3rd. this year, I think, on Capitol Records. That album actually is really good. A lot of it is very Rufus Wainwright. A lot of it is very Elliott Smith. And that song's kind of a torch song there. Someone's going to tell me it's a cover and I never knew it, but boy, I didn't think so, and I kind of looked. But the album is good. I think some people kind of dog the lyrics and the fact that some of it is so very much Elliott Smith or Rufus Wainwright, but whatever, it's very good if you're into those sort of things. Maybe I don't fight enough for original music. Who knows? Before that, I played the song In the Maybe World. That's from Lisa Germano. That's the title track from her album. Came out in July of this year. And those not familiar with Lisa Germano, she's kind of been everywhere, but I first knew her as the fiddle player in John Mellencamp's band. But she's put out, I don't know, two or three records. There's a new label for her this time, but she's put out two or three records that have been kind of haunting singer-songwriter and show lots of depth. Good stuff. Sometimes a little bit on the, I don't know, too crunchy side for me. I'm too close to Tori, maybe. Who knows? Started things off with La 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 Lisa by Math and Physics Club. A fantastic record with so many great songs on it. I'm going to continue things on with the Annuals. And the song I'm going to play is Brother. It's the first track on their new album, Be He Me. Came out on October 17th. Raleigh band. And this, I think they're playing in either Boston or Chicago this week, like maybe tomorrow or Monday, whatever. Some show I'm not going to be able to make because I will be in the wrong town at that point, bouncing back and forth between the two areas. But a good band. So this is the Annuals with Brother.
me some skirt and a change of luck. Drink some shots and roll in the muck. Raise some hell and remember to duck. Since I need to sing wherever I am, since I need.
Yeah, remember what I said about not championing enough interesting, unique music? Strike that. That was a song by One Ring Zero, the song Natty Man Blues off their album As Smart As We Are. Came out on Barb's Records in May of this year. That song was actually, or the lyrics, I guess, to that song were actually written by Paul Auster, kind of famous detective and happenstance author from Brooklyn. And I believe it's about, is it Harvey Finkelstein? I guess the Cincinnati author or poet. I don't know. But the whole album, the whole One Ring Zero album, As Smart As We Are, each song was written by a different author, most of them around New York. Folks like Eggers and Atwater and a lot of names that you're definitely going to know and appreciate. And it's fantastic. The album itself musically is like bits of They Might Be Giants or Devotchka or like Dresden Dolls or, gosh, maybe Black Heart Procession. Very theatrical and just wonderful and in very varied, as one might expect as well. And before that, we played something from the Annuals on their new album, released on Ace Foo Records. The song we played was Brother. And that has just a wonderful climax in it, doesn't it? The rest of the album really doesn't play out quite that way, but there's a couple of really good tracks on that as well. The rest is kind of spotty, hit or miss. I think they're a young band, and good things may happen for them. Coming up next, I'm playing something off of Island Records, so RIAA will be suing me shortly. I'll be taking donations to get out of jail. I'm going to play something from the new Killers record. I was never a fan of the first album, and then I heard the new single off this new album, and I thought, ooh, I kind of like that. So I picked up a copy when I found the bizarre Japanese import at a used store here in Hartford, which is kind of bizarre. With a couple of bonus tracks on it, and then turned it around quickly. But anyway, I do like the single the best, but since you've probably already heard that, if you turn on any radio station or commercial on TV or anything, it's all over the place, I'm sure. So I'm going to play a different song. This song's called Bones. This is off their album, Sam's Town, and it came out October 5th, and it's The Killers.
Back road in my car down to the ocean. It's only water and sand.
So what do you think of that one? I know what I think. That is the Thermals with St. Rosa and the Swallows off their album The Body, the Blood, the Machine. Came out in August on Sub Pop Records. The band is, I guess, their second or third album. Pretty bold band and kind of over the top at times, but kind of that mix of, you know, the rambling John Darnielle Mountain Goats vocals if he was singing for Ted Leo or something. Got lots of punk and power pop playing out there. Before that, played something from the Killers album, Bones, which is a album of considerable growth, I think, and kind of recalls bits of Bruce Springsteen if you listen pretty hard. I mean, it's an iffy album for me, but I'm sure it'll sell well and lots of folks will love it. We are unfortunately at the point of the Too Much Rock podcast where I need to say farewell. We've got one track left for you, but before I tell you what that is, I need to tell you how the Too Much Rock podcast works, or remind you. The Too Much Rock podcast is like this. Every week, I get new music, and I play it. If it's good, we listen to it together, it's great, and if it's bad, we listen to it together, and we both groan. We've done pretty well this week, and we do pretty well most weeks. I don't usually fork down my money and make big mistakes, but sometimes you never know what you're going to get. For example, I positively refuse to play one of the tracks that I listened to this week. I bought the last Shelter records because I was feeling sentimental and listening to the old Shelter, and boy, it's just really bad. And I tried to find a track that was decent or a track that was so bad that we could make fun of it together, but it just didn't fit in, and you know, it's bad. Sorry, Ray. It's time to go back to the temple and just hang up the New Balance or whatever. Okay, we're going to end things off this week kind of the way we started them off, with another track by Hello Safe Ride, and I've never actually done this before, but as well as picking up the EP that we started things off with, I picked up the full length that came out last September, I guess actually September of 2005, called Introducing Hello Safe Ride, and the song I'm going to play is I Don't Sleep Well. And I'll thank you very much for listening to Too Much Rock podcast number 40. Tell you can find out more about the podcast by visiting TooMuchRock.com. That's it's http://TooMuchRock.com, TOOMUCHROCK.com. Thanks for listening, and this is Hello Safe Ride taking us out with I Don't Sleep Well.
As a hobby, I don't count the marks on the wall, and I don't sleep well at all. There is someone else right beside me. He kept every secret I told. He giggled his way straight to fall. Sleep well at all. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. I have seen too many movies. I have read, I read too many books. I'm the kind that sees sun and brings an umbrella. I have been to fortune tellers. He knows when I'm happy and nods when I'm sad, and he puts out when I come home drunk. And suddenly I stand real tall. I don't sleep well at all. And I know love will leave you all crooked. And I know he'll start sleeping around, or start listening to symphony rock, or throw out the key and change the lock.